According to linguists, abracadabra is the most universally used word that doesn't need translation. It's a word employed by magicians, but the etymology is more spiritual than magical. The ancient words abracadabra mean, as I speak, I shall create. In other words, words create worlds. Words, said the Jewish theologian Abraham Heschel, are themselves sacred, God's tool for creating the universe, and our tools for bringing holiness or evil into the world. In a series of studies conducted at the University of Chicago, the recordings of thousands of counseling sessions were analyzed. Some sessions were successful, resulting in sustained change. Others were unsuccessful. The differentiating factor? It wasn't the therapist's technique. The difference, said Dr. Eugene Gendlin, is how the counselees talk. Life is a grand game of Simon Says, and you're Simon. If you want to change your life, you have to change your words. Our words don't represent the world objectively. Rather, our words create the world subjectively. For better or for worse, our words can function as self-fulfilling prophecies. They have the power to bless or to curse, to heal or to hurt, to give life or to cause death. Scientific studies have found that negative words spoken to plants cause them to languish, while positive words help them flourish. It's as true of people as it is of plants. The tongue, said Solomon, has the power of life and death. The Jewish sage, Akela the translator, defined the tongue as a tool having a knife on one end and a spoon on the other. Death or life. The tongue is a two-edged sword. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, said James, the half-brother of Jesus, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's image. He likened the tongue to a rudder of a ship which determines its direction. Your destiny, to a large degree, is a derivative of your words. Out of the overflow of the heart, Jesus said, the mouth speaks. Words are like X-rays, but they do more than reveal the condition of our hearts. Our words are both a diagnosis and a prognosis. Dr. John Gottman is famous for his ability to predict divorce with more than 90% accuracy. How? He examines language in thin slices and analyzes the way people argue. In doing so, Dr. Gottman identified negative communication patterns that he called the four horsemen of the apocalypse: criticism, contempt, defensiveness, and stonewalling. If you want to change your relationships, you have to change your words. Can I make a confession? The political polarization of recent years has taken a toll on my life and leadership. Low levels of civility, coupled with high levels of cynicism, have created the perfect storm. It feels like no matter what you say, it's never enough and it's always too much. Or is that just me? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Positivity is one of my strengths, but I recently found myself in a funk. Here's a journal entry from one of those down days when I felt like I was emotionally flatlining. I'm so spent. I'm so tired. It feels like I'm running on empty. I'm just not bouncing back. My head is foggy. My heart is irritated. Lord, help me. I did a lot of self-examination during that season, and one revelation was that I was using negative words with a high degree of frequency. You know what I realized? I was speaking negativity into existence and giving it power. By emphasizing how hard leadership was during that season, I was making it harder than it had to be. My words became a self-fulfilling prophecy that reinforced a vicious cycle of negativity. The same thing happens when you complain about people behind their backs, which was a second revelation. Want to change that dynamic? You flip the script by catching people doing things right than bragging about them behind their backs. If you want to change your attitude, you have to change your words. Your words are like Occam's razor. Simple words can solve seemingly impossible problems. Your words are Archimedes' lever. Small words can make a world of difference. This book is about three small yet powerful words: please, sorry, and thanks. Often referred to as magic words, they can work wonders. Nothing opens doors like please. Nothing mends fences like sorry. Nothing builds bridges like thanks. These three words have the power to change your life. They have the power to change the lives of those who love you, those who hate you, and everyone in between.